Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You brought this disc in, and it is a very interesting collection of songs from the West Side Story soundtrack, but done not at all like we're used to hearing them.
Absolutely. Reinventions.
That was Little Richard, and I don't know who that band was backing him up, but a great deal of fun. Next Wednesday and Thursday nights, that's August 10th and 11th, the Muse Machine puts on their show. And My Little Girl was involved last year, and it was a huge highlight of her summer, of her life. It kind of changed the way she thinks about art.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I wish she had auditioned this year.
We were busy.
I know.
But believe
every
me.
Every summer we do it.
If she's listening now, she's
Ella, yeah, audition next year, please.
It was so much fun. It was such a invigorating, empowering experience. And that's what it's all about. This is put on primarily, if not exclusively, by school children.
Absolutely. This is the show where it's a pretty wide range of ages. They're as young as 5 or 6, and then we have alumni come back who might be in their mid-20s. So it's a pretty wide range. Our January show is just high school students, but this one you can see itty-bitties up there on stage dancing along with everyone else. Almost 200 young people are involved when you include the orchestra.
The Stivers Jazz Band is going to be on stage, correct?
Absolutely. At the Stivers Jazz Orchestra, and then we have assembled a 50-member student orchestra who will go on the stage and perform Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue with Leon Bates, which is kind of insane. Leon Bates is the guy you call when you're playing Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue or any Gershwin piece with orchestra, and he agreed. He loves the Muse Machine. He hasn't performed with us since for over a decade. So he's coming back.
And did he come through the Muse Machine? How did he come to know about this great organization?
I believe he came to us through the Wright State Artist Series, and our former executive director, Lorna Dawes, became friends with him and invited him to mentor the students. Because he's a really cool guy. He's this huge, ripped bodybuilder guy who looks like he would destroy the piano, but he's very, very sweet and quiet, and the students listen when he talks, so whenever we bring an artist in, we want them to be not just a performer, but a mentor too, to work with the students. So he's with us for a whole week. He arrives on Monday.
What an experience for these kids. Tell us a little bit, remind people that maybe becoming familiar just now with the Muse Machine, the mission and the hopes of this great, great gathering.
Mm. We turned 30 years old this year, and our mission for 30 years has been to change the lives of young people through the arts by giving them opportunities not only to experience them and value them and make them an important part of their lives, but to participate in the arts too and to be a creator, to get up on the stage and be an artist. And we have a wide range of programs. This summer concert is just one piece, but it's our most visible piece of the organization because there are 200 young people up on the stage. Twice a year we do that at the Victoria. We put on a big show.
And you do a lot throughout the year outreach to the schools. You have always working with the schools in this region.
We reach thousands of students in 10 counties through our in-school programs. We have over 100 member schools, we call them. But this is the twice a year we're at the Victoria.
It gets underway next Wednesday and Thursday night, a two-night show. That's August 10th and 11th. If you are thinking you would like to have tickets, you can check it out online at ticketcenterstage.com. You can also call Ticket Center Stage at 228-3630. It's called Tonight.
It's called Tonight, which has been confusing because I've been emailing people saying, please be my guest at our performance of Tonight. And they'll say, I'm busy tonight. Yeah. I'm going to a wedding tonight. It's actually not tonight. It's next week. It's on the 10th and 11th.
So, and it's the songs of West Side Story and more. Obviously, Rhapsody in Blue. It's but just loosely based on.
Yeah, West Side Story and some related diversions. Leonard Bernstein was the foremost interpreter of the Rhapsody in Blue in the 20th century. He conducted it and played it from the piano. So we thought that would be a cool addition. We're doing a lot of related Stephen Sondheim pieces because the young Stephen Sondheim was the lyricist of West Side Story when he was maybe 25 years old.
Can you imagine?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So you won't just hear West Side Story, but you will hear all the hits from West Side Story, like Tonight and Maria and Somewhere. And as Little Richard sang, I Feel Pretty. So we don't have Little Richard in our show. I wish he had been available.
It's a pretty cool gist that you brought along with a sort of little taste of how you could treat some of these classic. These are just rooted in the American musical psyche, these songs.
It's from a time when people wrote a musical and the hits from that show became part of pop culture. You know, everybody could hum them and sing them like a Cole Porter or like mm-hmm. a Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's kind of one of the last great golden age American musicals.
And not to put you on the spot, and because I can't quite recall, when did West Side Story come out? When was it written? When did it first?
It was in the mid 50s.
Was it? Yeah. It was a golden time.
I don't know the year either.
In many ways, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it is the Muse Machine's annual concert. 200 plus school children from right here, our neighbors, our friends, right here across the Miami Valley, coming together to put on quite a production at the Victoria Theater. It's next Wednesday and Thursday night, August 10th and 11th. And again, tickets available at ticketcenterstage.com or 228-3630. And the proceeds from this concert go right back into...
They go right back into our school programs, and they make our school programs affordable. That's why we do it. It is a fundraiser.
But it doesn't feel like it because it's such a great show. I mean,
well, some fundraisers are painful, I suppose. We try to make ours a lot of fun.
It's just totally not painful.
Well, and it's easy. We have kids we can put on stage to raise money. So
right.
it's a really joyful, fun night at the theater.
It is.
And the proceeds do go right back into our operating budget to subsidize our school programs. That's
just
correct.
It's a fabulous model, a great, great organization, a great community effort. And when I attended last year to see my darling little one, I just found myself looking around at all the faces, and you could tell, I thought I could anyway, which ones were the parents. There was just this sense of joy and pride.
Everyone
and,
is beaming, and
yeah.
Everyone comes both nights, if you're a parent at least.
I did.
But then many grandparents come back the second night, the aunts and uncles. So you should order your tickets now. We still have some good seats available, but our ticket buyers tend to be kind of a last-minute crowd, so I'd order them sooner rather than later.
Again, that's at ticketcenterstage.com, or you can call 228-3630. It's tonight.
But
actually,
not
Wednesday and Thursday.
Thank
so you
Nikki,
won't do
yes.
that again, will you?
It's Wednesday and Thursday
it's
night.
Wednesday
and
Thursday tonight.
Yeah.
It's called Tonight, Songs of the West Side Story and More. That's this coming week. And it's nice of the Victoria Theater to get involved in this because, you know, on kind of off nights, Wednesday, Thursday, they don't have the big production in there. But
that's right.
And that's just another example of how our arts community rocks.
We all work together really well, and they've been a partner of ours forever. We were involved in the renovation of the Victoria and the reopening of it. So that's our artistic home.
Mm. We're talking to Luke Dennis. He's the what's the first part of your title?
I'm the executive director.
Executive director of Dayton's own Muse Machine.
Someone thought that was a good idea. I'm glad they did.
I think it's working out.
I think so. I hope so.
Luke, it's always a delight. You can come back here anytime. And thanks for bringing this music, some nice interpretations of the songs.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You can find out more at our website. We'll post this audio up later. Or you can purchase your own tickets at ticketcenterstage.com or 228-3630. Thanks, Luke.
Okay. Take care.